Thank you very much, Madam Chair, for giving me the floor. And this is my last intervention. And I also welcome you here in Geneva. So I will be very brief, as it was suggested. And I will address Article mainly 16, equality in the marriage. So I will just raise few questions on a few problematic areas. One of the key goals of the National Equality and Non-Discrimination Strategy for 2018-2030 is to tackle early and forced marriages in Portugal. It is stated in this strategy. This is really commendable. On the other hand, while the Portuguese Civil Code stipulates that the age of majority is 18 years, but the legal minimum age for marriage is 16 years old, this means that legally it is approved that children just who turned 18 years old may enter into marriage with the approval of their parents or tutors. I don't think that with the flow of refugees, this is only Roma girls that are affected by forced, arranged, and early marriages, often ignored by authorities. What steps does the state party intend to adopt to amend its legislation and remove all exceptions that permit marriage before the age of 18? This legal provision is actually different from the key aim of the National Equality and Non-Discrimination Strategy for, that I mentioned for 2018-2030 itself. Thus, how it's possible to have the aim to eradicate early marriages when the law allows those early marriages. In the common legal marriage contracts, most assets are registered in the name of the husband. Does the government make steps to repeal this legal practice? And the last aspect is there are some periods to wait for women if one wishes to remarry after the dissolution of a previous marriage. Is there a plan to repeal this request? I understand that this legal procedure comes from the 19th century and earlier centuries, precautions to wait to see if a woman is not pregnant or everything is okay with the, yes. So, but now it sounds legal, really like a very old-fashioned legal procedure. So what are your thoughts on this? Thank you very much.